bad one. Good morning.
Don?
So, you all have a pencil. What can we learn from pencils? Let's start with a couple of questions.
我们能够从这支铅笔学到什么呢？那我们开始问，先问几个问题。
First question is, who invented it?
第一个问题是谁发明了这个铅笔？
Well, Nicolas Conté, a Frenchman, is credited with inventing the modern-day pencil.
一个法国人名字叫 Nicolas Conté, 他、大家都认为是他发明我们手上这种铅笔。
These front runners use naturally produced graphite.Which was literally laying around on the ground, and they discovered it made really nice marks.
最开始的时候，他们发现用他们可以发现的石墨就可以很容易写东西。
And they would break off pieces of the graphite, and it made marks, but it was really messy in their hands. So in order to keep the graphite clean, they would wrap string around it, or they would put it in a metal case.
但是石墨的特色是它很容易断裂，那么在手上的话也会把手弄得很脏，所以就有人用一些丝线把它缠起来比较好拿，或者放在一个金属的盒子里面。
So how did Conté make his version? Unlike what they did, he took mixed powder graphite and mixed powder clay and he would make it into an amalgam and then he would place it in a wooden case and put the other part on and the modern pencil is invented.
所以这位康德先生他就发现说，他如果把一些石墨粉跟一些泥土的粉混在一起的时候，再把两块木头锯开，中间有一个小管子，他把这些东西放在里面，那么就很方便，变成我们今天用的铅笔。
Now, not counting color pencils, there's 17 different types of pencils, primarily used by artists.
如果你不算色笔的话，总共有17种所谓铅笔就是黑色的铅笔。
They're marked by a letter and a number. Maybe you've noticed that. If it has an H, it means it's hard and it draws a light line. If it has a B, it means it's black and it draws a blacker line. And how is this done? Well, it's that mixture of graphite and clay, depending upon which one you have more of.
在这十七种铅笔里面，他们就根据不同比例的石墨跟泥土。他们会有不同画出不同深浅的颜色。如果你看到是 H， 就表示说是硬的，那它就出来的颜色就比较淡。如果是看到 B， 意思是黑的，那么它的颜色就比较深。
So what does this have to do with our faith？
那么这些事情跟我们的信仰有什么关系呢
？There's an old parable about a pencil maker, and the pencil maker once reflected on the process of how he made these unique writing instruments.And one day, in his workshop, the pencil maker decided that he wanted to show each pencil the kind of love that he would show his children, so that his product, the pencil, might be better. And so he decided to tell the pencils 5 lessons before placing them in the box.
有一个故事是有一个做铅笔的人，他有一天想说，如果我对这些铅笔表现我的爱心，就像我对我的孩子一样，那这些铅笔是不是会变得比较好？所以他就想到了五个很重要的爱这些铅笔的方法，然后教五个功课给他所做的铅笔。
Everything you do will always leave a mark. That's lesson one.
第一个功课是你所做的每一件事情都会留下痕迹。
Let's read Matthew 28:16-20.
那我们一起念马太福音28:16-20，来。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他，然而还有人疑惑。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Notice the great you're giving my story away
你要你们再这样子念下去就把我的故事都讲完了
Like this was called the Great Commission
这个叫做大使命
Like the apostles, we're called to make disciples. We are called to make a mark for Jesus Christ in other people's lives. Sometimes, like the different pencils, we're going to make a very, very light mark, small, simple, just a little seed of truth.
就像当初的使徒一样，我们也是受神的呼召，要使万民做耶稣的门徒。但是我们做的事情是在别人的生命上留下一些痕迹，就像不同的铅笔一样，有的时候我们会留下很淡的痕迹，有的时候是很简单的痕迹，有时候是一点点很小的信心的种子。
And other times they're going to make an extremely strong mark, one that will resonate in their hearts, a nearly permanent mark. However, it's still a pencil mark. It can be erased. Nevertheless, this mark is so dark that even if it is erased,It will leave some residue on the paper, an impression of its presence.
但是有一些时候，我们会在别人的生命里面留下一个很深很深的痕迹，而且这些痕迹会跟他们的心灵互相产生共鸣。有的时候，我们会留下一个永久的痕迹，即使我们留下的是永久的痕迹，还是一个铅笔的痕迹，可以被人家擦掉。但是呢？这个痕迹可以是颜色可以这么深到一个程度，即使你把它擦掉，你还是可以看见它的影响。
Of course, any marks such as these that we make are made for the pencil maker because he is the one that created us. And more important than that, any marks he makes in the book of life are permanent, indelible, internal. And as pencils, all we can do is create the outlines for others. We are incapable of making permanent marks because as pencils, we just don't have the ability or the resources.
当然很多时候我们为这个做铅笔的这个工匠所做的事情都是不可能的，除非他先创造了我们。但是更重要的是他在生命册上所记载的是永久的，无法抹煞的，是永恒的。就像我们在别人的生命上所留下的痕迹只是一个轮廓，但是我们并不能够在他们的生命上留下一个永久永恒的痕迹，因为我们并没有那个能力。
So let me tell you a little story about a father who decided he wanted to teach his son a lifelong message.
有一个父亲想要在他儿子的生命上留下一个永久的痕迹。
And he knew this was going to require a major investment in time.And he wanted his son to understand this the rest of his life.
他知道他需要花很多的功夫才能够让他的孩子了解这个这么重要的功课。
So when the boy was around 10, he made a mistake. He sinned. And his father took him to the basement of his house. And there on the floor joist is a brand new piece of wood, a 2x4.
当这个小孩子十岁的时候，有一天他犯了一个错误，那么他父亲就带他到那个房子的地下室，在地下室的地方有一块木头。
And the father said, "Son, look. Up until this point, this piece of wood has not been marred. It is clean. It is perfect." And the father then passes a nail and a hammer to the son, and he says, "Son, put a nail in the board." And so the son took the nail and banged it into the board.
所以那个父亲就跟那个孩子说，你看，这里有一块木头，是很完美、很清洁的木头。然后他给这个孩子一个锤子跟一个钉子，叫他把那个钉子钉在那个木板上面。
So the father knelt down and he quietly said, "Son, it's no longer perfect. It's now marred by the nail. Son, you too are marred by your sin. You have allowed it to mark you."
所以这个爸爸就跪在这个孩子的面前说，你看，这块木头已经不是再完美了，因为它受到这个钉子的损伤，就像你一样，因为你犯的错误跟你犯的罪，你也是被这个罪在你生命上留下一个无法抹杀的痕迹。
Puzzled by this, the kid says, "I'm not getting punished." And the father replies, oh yes, you will still be punished. But first, before punishment, I want you to understand what your actions have caused.
所以这个孩子就觉得很困惑，他说你不处罚我吗？那个父亲说，当然我要处罚你，但是在处罚你之前，我需要先让你了解你所犯的错所产生的后果是什么。
The father proceeds to explain to his son what he did wrong, how it affected others, and even how it affected his relationship with his father. He then tells how it affects his relationship with his father in heaven, and how his father in heaven desires for him to be pure and clean, because through our sins we fall short. And this goes on for years.
那么这个父亲接着下来就跟这个孩子解释他所做的错事会影响其他的人，也会影响他跟父亲的关系。那进一步，这个父亲也跟他说，他所犯的罪会影响他跟天父的关系，因为天父希望我们能够成为一个完全的人，但是我们的罪，那我们没有办法达到那个目标。
So every time the son made a big mistake, the first thing he had to do was nail a nail into the board.
所以每一次这个孩子犯了一个大错的时候，他就必须在那个板子上再钉一个钉子。
And so his dad would once again explain, you know, how it affected others, how it affected their relationship, and he would explain the most important part, which was the gospel.
那么父亲就会再重新重复一次这个罪对他自己的影响，对旁边的人影响，对别人关系的影响。那么最重要的，父亲会再重复一次福音的信息。
And it wasn't until the boy was about 17 years old, and he says to his dad, he goes, Dad, that's a lot of nails. There's hardly any more room. Do I ever get to take the nails out, or can I get a new board?
那么当这个孩子17岁的时候，他找不到地方可以再钉新的钉子，他就问他爸爸说，那我能不能把一些钉子拔起来，或者我能够拿一块新的木头继续钉？
And those of you who are parents, you know it's that teachable moment. And the father just knowingly smiles, and he puts his hand on his son's shoulder, and he says, of course, son. And once again, he explains the gospel to his son.
如果你是父母的话，你就知道说，这个时候表示这个孩子已经准备好要听你教给他的功课。所以父亲就微笑着说，当然我们可以啊，我们可以做你所提议的这些事情，那么父亲又再重复一次福音的信息。
So the son says, Dad, well, what's this have to do with a board and nails? And the father replies, says, I wanted you to be able to visualize your mistakes over all these years. And I wanted you to see how they affected others, how they affected you, and how they affected us.But most important, I wanted you to understand why you needed to surrender your life to Christ.
所以这个儿子说，那么你讲的福音跟这个板子钉满的钉子的板子有什么关系呢？他的父亲回答说，因为我要让你亲自看见你这几年来所犯的过错，就像这个板子一样，因为我要让你看见，用你的眼睛能够看见你犯的错误会影响你自己你旁边的人跟你跟父亲的关系。那么更重要的，我要让你认识一件事情，你必须在把你的生命交给耶稣。
So the boy pauses, he looks down, and he tells his father, I'm ready to follow Jesus. And they pray, and the boy thanks his fatherfor a lifelong message.
所以那个孩子就在那个时候就停了下来，他想了一想，跟他父亲讲说，我想我已经决定，我已经可以追随耶稣，所以他们就一起祷告。那么这个孩子就谢谢他的父亲，因为他教给他一个非常重要的功课。
As they rise from their knees and they take a seat, the father tells the boy, take out the nails.And so as the son removes the nails one by one, the father reminds him that even though those nails are gone, the holes they made still remain. And he even points out a few that the father marked and reminds him of what that nail specifically represented.
当他们站起来的时候，那个父亲说：“你把这些钉子拔出来。”那么这个孩子就把这些钉子一根一根的拔出来。那个孩子就啊，那个父亲就提醒他说：“虽然这个钉子已经拔出来，但是他们所在这木板上所钻的洞还在那个地方。”他甚至于指出几个洞。他说：“你记不记得这些啊？您当时所犯的错？”
Father tells him, even after we surrender our life to Christ.We probably still have some baggage to deal with. We have some holes, some critical marks, some of which are indelible, permanent.
所以父亲进一步跟他解释说，虽然我们把我们的生命交给主，但是我们身上还有很多包袱，我们必须去面对，我们必须去应付，甚至有一些啊，在我们身上留下的痕迹是永远没有办法抹杀掉的。
So he tells his son, even though we are saved, we still might have some consequences from our prior actions. And he continues, and he tells him, he goes, son, when your uncle, my brother, was 22, he went out with his friends, and they all got drunk. And on his way home, he plowed his car into a telephone pole and then into a wall.And the father pauses, and he tears up, and he finally says, everyone in the car was killed, only your uncle survived.
所以父亲跟这个孩子解释说，虽然你把生命交给耶稣，你在灵里面得救，但是你还是必须承受很多你以前所做的事情的后果。他说，我的弟弟他在22岁的时候，他跟他的朋友出去，那么他们都喝醉酒，酒后驾车，就在路上回家的路上，他的车子就撞到电线杆上面，然后又撞到墙上，结果在车上的每一个人都死了，只有我的弟弟没有死。
The father then says, "Your uncle is still in jail, and about 3 years ago, he called me."And he was praising and thanking God because he surrendered his life to Christ.
他说你的叔叔还在监狱里面，但是三年前他打电话给我，他赞美主，因为他已经接受耶稣作为他的救主。
And the father said, what he told me next changed me forever.
He said, 父亲说他跟着你叔叔接着下来讲的话，改变了我的一生。
He said, brother,I know I'm saved, and I know God has forgiven me. However, I also know that the parents of my friends still have to live with the consequences of my sin. And I still have to live with the mark I made. Make sure you teach this to my nephew.
所以他的叔叔对他的爸爸说，他说我知道我已经得救了，而且我也知道神原谅我，但是我同时知道我朋友的父母必须忍受因我罪所产生的后果。
Lesson two, the pen.
我也必须在我一生，我也必须承受我所留下的痕迹所产生的后果。请你跟我的侄子，让他能够了解这件事情。
Like the pencil.Your mistakes can be corrected.
就像铅笔所画的痕迹，你的错误可以被修正。
Let's look at Matthew 26:27-29.
让我们一起看马太福音26:27-29.
And let's read it together.
让我们一起读。又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来。”使罪得赦，但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父从你们喝新的那日。
Remember, we can make marks for Christ or against Christ. However, as pencils, we are always going to make marks.
我们必须记住，我们是一支铅笔，我们永远会留下痕迹，但是我们留下的痕迹。可以用来支持耶稣，也可以用来反对或伤害耶稣。
It's the right mixture of graphite and clay, the right mixture that's going to soften and prepare our hearts. We all have the knowledge of right and wrong written on our hearts and are equipped with the ability to know that we have sinned.
就像铅笔一样，我们的心也是由不同的石墨或者是泥土混合造成。当我们的心是柔软的时候，我们的心就准备好了。我们其实我们每个人都知道什么是对，什么是错，因为这些标准是写在我们的心上。同时，我们也有那个能力，当我们知道我们犯罪的时候，我们心里就可以感觉到。
Listen to Romans 1:18-20 as Dr. Chen reads it to.
啊，请大家听啊，罗马书1:18-20。原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上。就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
God's made it plain to us.
上帝在圣经里面讲得非常清楚。
There's only one way for our mistakes.To be truly corrected, and His name is Jesus Christ.
在这世界上只有一个方法能够把我们所犯的错误能够修正过来，那就是要接受耶稣基督的名。
Through Christ, we are forgiven.
因为耶稣，我们被原谅。
Through His actions, His blood, His love, and commitment, we are saved from our own sin.
因为他所做的事情，他的宝血，他的爱，跟他为我们所愿意所成就的事情，我们就从我们的罪里面被拯救出来。
Our mistakes are corrected and erased.
我们所犯的错就被修正过来。
Let's look at the pencil maker's lesson number 3.
那我们接着看第三个重要的功课。
What is important is what is inside of you.
重要的是你的内在。
As pencils, we are a mixture of ingredients. Each blend of these ingredients is what makes us unique. However, each blend is capable of doing the will of the pencil maker. The pencil maker designed us to either write, draw, calculate, correspond, and many of the other things a good pencil can do.
一支铅笔，我们就像铅笔一样，是由不同的成分组成。那么这些成分不同的组成就让我们变成一个很特别的人，但是呢每一个人都是根据这个做铅笔的人的意愿来做他的事情。当做铅笔的人做我们的时候，他有时候要我们用来写东西，来画东西，或者用来做计算，或者来写书信，或有其他的事情。那么能够做这些事情的铅笔就是一支好的铅笔。
And a pencil only works because what's inside of it.
那么铅笔能够有它的作用，主要的是在里面的这个铅。
Let's read from God's Word, 1 Corinthians 12.
Okay. Go. Okay. 那我们一起念哥林多前书12:12-26。来，正如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。若是脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。若是耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说，我用不着你。口也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不但如此，软弱的， 更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面，不俊美的越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身体，把加倍的体面给那有缺缺的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
What's inside of us is important.
在我们里面的是非常重要的。
And what's inside of us as a church is also important.
那么在教会里面的本质也是很重要的。
We are made to serve God.
我们的存在就是要服侍神。
We are made to do His will.
我们的存在就是要做神的旨意。
What we have inside us is for Him.
因为在我里面的就是为神存在的。
And God expects nothing less than our love.
那么神期待我们的是我们完完全全对他的爱。
Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. It says, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, Love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second one is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
在马太福音，法利赛人听见耶稣堵住了撒杜该人的口，他们就聚集。内中有一个人是律法师，要试探耶稣，就问他说：夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣对他说：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
Love the Lord God with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
If you memorize any verse, this is the one I hope you memorize.
如果你只要记住一节圣经的话，我希望你能够记住这一节。
In the verses that Jesus quoted, they're from Deuteronomy 6.
耶稣是引用啊《生命记》六章。
And so I want you to read Deuteronomy 6 with Dr. Chen, please.
那我们一起念《生命记》六章四到九节。以色列呀，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要、
okay. It says, O hear, O Israel, the Lord God, the Lord is one.
在犹太教里面经常讲说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
O hear, O CCBC, the Lord God, the Lord is one.
所以哥伦比亚华人浸信会，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
The Jewish people called this the Shema.
犹太教人叫刚刚念的这一段叫做 Shema.
Specifically Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5.
主要讲的就是在生命记六章四到五节。
Every practicing Jew takes this scripture literally and they put it on their doorpost in a mezuzah.
那么虔诚的犹太教徒就会真的是把这一句话就放在他们的门框上，他们叫做 mezuzah.
And this little container which holds a scroll of those verses, each morning when they step out, they touch it. And each evening when they come back, they touch it to remind themselves that they need to put this verse inside of them and it should be in their hearts, their minds, and their soul to love the Lord God.
所以这些犹太教徒每一天早上要出门的时候，他们就会去摸这个金节，回家的时候也会再摸一次这个金节，为的是要提醒他们，他们必须尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华他的神。
Love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
所以你们要尽心尽意尽力尽性爱主你的上帝。
Let's look at the next lesson.
我们再看下面我们能够学到的功课。
In life you will undergo painful sharpenings, which will only make you better.
就像铅笔一样，我们人生中会经历过痛苦的磨难，这些磨难会让你变得更好。
The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land in a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites,and the Jebusites. And now the cry of Israel has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, and he's talking to Moses, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
在出埃及记三章七到十节，耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦我实在看见了，他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声我也听见了，我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，离他们出了那地，到美好宽阔牛奶与蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、以利几人、利未人、耶布斯人之地。现在以色列人的哀声达到我耳中，我也看见耶和埃及人怎样欺压他们，故此我要打发你，就是摩西，去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。
So before God rescued the Israelites, he allowed them to be slaves.
所以当神拯救以色列人之前，他让他们成为奴隶。
Before he took them to the promised land, he allowed them to suffer.
在他带他们到应许之地之前，他让他们受苦。
In short, they needed to be sharpened.
也就是说，他们需要这些磨练，他们才能够成长。
Just like the proverb says, like iron sharpens iron, man sharpens man.
就像箴言所说的，铁磨铁，磨出刃来，朋友相感也是如此。
And sometimes those people who sharpen us aren't necessarily on our side.
有的时候，这些跟我们相感的朋友，并不是跟我们站在同一边的。
I hope and pray we've been sharpened by the things that have happened in our church.
我真是向神祷告，在这个教会所发生的苦难，让我们都能够变得更好。
That we realize it's about how God shapes us and how what God is going to teach us.
那我们真是有一颗受教的心，看见神让我们经过这些苦难，是要教导我们，是要磨练我们。
I like how Romans puts it in Romans 5:1-6.
我很喜欢在罗马书的对这些事情的形容。
Up until like my 8th year of being a Christian, this was my favorite set of verses.
在我当基督徒的前面的八年，这是我最喜欢的一段经文。
Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God, not only, listen to this part, not only, but we also glory in our sufferings. We glorify God in our sufferings? But because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might actually possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Jesus Christ died for us.
那我们一起读这段经文，从第一节到第六节。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
Are we willing to be sharpened?
我们是不是愿意接受神的训练？
In life, we will undergo painful sharpenings, but they're only going to make us better.
我们的生命里面，神会让我们经过磨练，来训练我们，来改善我们。那么，我们是不是愿意这样子做？
We've dealt with a lot of pain in these past few months.
我们在过去这几个月里面，我们教会里面有很多的痛苦。
And I like how God tells us in Ecclesiastes 2:23.
那我希望能够用传道书22章所讲的一些话跟大家共勉。
All the days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their toil.This too, I see, is from the hand of God. For without him, who can eat or find enjoyment?
这是我对这些困难的心理的感受，就像传道书里面所讲的，因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦，连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。人莫强如吃喝，且在劳碌中享福。我看这也是出于神的手。
Final lesson.
最后一课。
To be the best pencil, you must allow yourself to be held and guided by the hand that holds you.
你必须让握你的手来牵着你，指引你，你才能成为最好的铅笔。
Sandy helped me pick a lot of these verses.
我的太太 Sandy 帮我选了很多经节。
And the one verse that I really love that she picked is this one.
有接着下来的这个经节是 Sandy 帮我选的，我非常喜欢。
Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all work in your hand. Do not be angry by measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look at us, we pray.For we are all your people.
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。耶和华，求你不要大发震怒，也不要永远纪念罪孽，求你垂顾我们，我们都是你的百姓。
Just like the pencil, we are clay in the maker's hands.
就像一支铅笔一样，我们是窑匠。手上的泥
Clay and graphite in the pencil, our spirit and his spirit in us.
在铅笔里面的是泥土跟石墨，在我们心里面是我们的灵跟神的灵在我们里面。
God can form us into the kind of person he intended us to be if we just let his hand do the drawing.
如果我们让神的手来掌控我们，我们就可以成为神要我们成为的一个人。
If we let him form the clay, if he let him simply guide his creation.
如果我们让他有那个随他的心意来做这个泥，成为他所合用的器皿。如果说让他能够随着他的心意来创造一个他希望的人。
Will we let God form us into the kind of people he desires?
那我们是不是愿意让神把我们做成他和他心意的人呢？
Will we let him form us into the people who serve him?
我们是不是能够成为一个服侍神的人？
People who care for others?
照顾 爱别人的人。
And people who know the truth.
一群认识真理的。
Read Psalms 139 along with Dr. Chen.
那我们一起念诗篇139篇7到14节。来。我往哪里去躲避你的灵，我往哪里逃躲避你的面，我若升到天上，你在那里，我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里，我若展开清晨的翅膀飞到海极居住，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。我若说黑暗却必成为黑夜，黑夜也不能遮蔽我，使你不见，黑夜却如白昼发亮，黑暗和光明在你看都是一样。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造，奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。
We all need to be constantly sharpened. This parable may encourage you to know, I want it to encourage you to know, that you are special. You are unique. You've been given unique gifts by God, talents and abilities.
就像我们经常要削铅笔一样，我们每一个人也要经常被主来用磨难来削我们。这个预言里面目的是要让你知道你是一个很特别的人，是一个很独特的人，神给你特别的才华，神给你特别的能力。
Only you can fulfill the purpose which you were born to accomplish.
只有你能够成就神在你身上的心意。
Never allow yourself to get discouraged and think that your life is insignificant and cannot be changed. And like the pencil,Always remember that the most important part of who you are is what's inside you, and then allow yourself to be guided by the hand of God.
所以不要让你自己变得沮丧，觉得说你的生命没有什么意义，而且你也不可能改变。你要记住最重要的是在你心里面的内在是什么。另外一件事情就是你要让神来指引你。
Now take this pencil. Everyone hold the pencil.
手上的这支铅笔。
I want you to take it home.
把它带回家。
Place it in a spot where you will see it every day this week.
那么把它放在一个地方，你每天都可以看见。
And think about the five lessons.
然后每次你看到这支铅笔的时候，你就想到今天。讲的五件功课。
Number one.
第一个。
Everything you do will always leave a mark.
你所做的每一件事情都会留下痕迹。
Your mistakes can be corrected.
你所犯的错误可以被修正。
What is important is what is inside you.
最重要的是在你的里面的内在。
In life, you will undergo painful sharpenings, which will only make you better.
人生中痛苦的磨难会让你变得更好。
And number five, to be the best pencil, you must allow yourself to be held and guided by the hand that holds you.
你必须让握你的手来牵着你，指引你，你才能成为最好的铅笔。
Know that God is our pencil maker and that He created us for His own glory. Do everything to glorify Him. Amen.
所以要记得神就是这个做铅笔的人，他创造我们是为了他自己的荣耀，所以我们做的每一件事情都是要荣耀主。